Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say bah, Sean, but there we go. I said it anyway. Sean Abrams, goodbye to you. Exit stage left, please, because the Pretoria High Court has ruled that he is no longer the National Director of Public Prosecutions. Not only must he vacate his seat, the court has also ruled that his predecessor cannot be reinstated and that the president cannot be involved in making the new appointment. All kinds of implications here, particularly for the Deputy President, Cyril Ramaphosa. Before we get to that, though, let's welcome EWN reporter Barry Bateman, who has been following the court proceedings. Barry, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Papa.
Lots of developments since we heard from you on the midday report, including the news that the 17 million rand golden handshake Mxolisi Nkasana received has to be paid back. Where to start with this story? Let's start with Sean Abrams himself. Won't you just sketch for us what the court had to say about why he's been removed?
Well, it had to do with the decision by President Jacob Zuma to enter into the termination or settlement agreement with the former director of public prosecutions, Mxolisi Nkosana, finding that, the court stopped short of saying that the president and Nkosana's conduct was lawful, but rather that they behaved recklessly. Here we've got the head of state as well as the head of the NPA who ought to know the law and all the requirements for a termination of contract and the settlement which follows, which they appear to have disregarded that. So because they only tendered evidence in affidavit as opposed to being leading oral evidence and being cross-examined, the court stopped short of saying unlawful. They went for the reckless. But it's on that basis that this agreement, the termination agreement, was therefore unlawful and invalid and set aside. It then followed that the appointment of Sean Abrams, his appointment was unlawful and invalid. But one of the concerns of why the president went ahead with his motivation for getting rid of Nkosana and having Sean Abrams put in place, it then comes to the issue of how the president is conflicted in the fact that he himself is facing criminal prosecution. We all know about the spy tapes matter and the corruption and fraud charges pending against the president. It's part of this reason why the president is not allowed to have a say in who is appointed as the National Director of Public Prosecution. So that's among the reasons why Sean Abrams' position has been set aside. And it's a further order that the president may longer, as long as this president's still in office, he may no longer have a say in the appointment or the suspension of the national director. That authority now falls to the deputy president, Cyril Ramaphosa. But just before we get into what does it immediately mean, all of this, the invalidity, the order of the court, has been suspended for 60 days. So Sean Abrams will remain in office for at least another 60 days or until such point that the deputy president makes a new appointment.
Okay, now there is the kicker. 60 days, Barry, takes us well past what's going to happen in Nasrec in under a fortnight's time. Where does this leave Cyril Ramaphosa? Does he rush to make an appointment before they get to Nasrec because that might offer leverage in one way or another when it gets to the voting on the presidency? Does he wait it out and risk even possibly being replaced because they want somebody who will appoint a more pliable person? What do you think it's going to mean for him?
Well, I don't think it's actually going to get to that level just yet because we're going to be having an appeal coming from the presidency or from the National Prosecuting Authority. It's almost inevitable that they'll challenge us on the basis of a breach of the separation of powers in that a court cannot direct how a president or whether a president can or can't execute his executive authority. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be having that. It'll be taken up to the next level, which, as we know, once an appeal is lodged, it suspends the effectiveness of the order until such time as that appeal is dispensed with. So we're not quite to that level just yet, but it certainly will create these discussions will certainly be had at the policy conference because ultimately we're going to have to get to a decision sometime down the line and it might be affirmed by a higher court. So, while we don't have to make the decision, or Cyril Ramaphosa doesn't have to make the decision just yet, it certainly could have an impact on the policy or the conference coming up in 2-3 weeks' time.
So he doesn't have to make a decision, but just to play devil's advocate, would it feasibly be possible for him to rush and make a decision before they get to Nasrec?
Well, it certainly could, provided that there's no appeal that has been lodged, which would suspend the decision of the court. He certainly could do so. But I think it is prudent and usually in the advice or of to allow the court proceedings to go ahead instead of rushing to something where you foresee a court action coming ahead to go and try and circumvent that by getting in early.
Okay, two questions already coming through on our WhatsApp and email, Barry. One of them is, why? Could you explain why Mxolisi Mkhasana can't be reappointed into the position, given that they found that the termination of his appointment was unlawful?
Yeah, but the court found that that would be not a just and equitable a solution, considering the conduct of Mxolisi Mkhasana in entering into the agreement with President Jacob Zuma. As I explained there, that while the court stopped short of saying that they had conducted themselves unlawfully, they did find that he was reckless. Now, given that, it simply would not be appropriate to have a person who conducted himself in that manner as being reappointed into that very important role as the National Director of Public Prosecutions.
Okay, the other question coming through already is, has there been any word on what will happen to Sean Abrams and his exit? Will there be another golden handshake of any sort for him? Will his pension be affected? Did the court say anything along those lines?
Now, assuming that there is no appeal and this decision goes ahead, because we've had a decision that was taken and that decision was set aside, you would revert to the status quo prior to the initial decision being made. So Sean Abrams would therefore revert back to the position that he held prior to being appointed as the National Director. It would simply just take us that step back. So the status quo would resume. So he was at the time the head of the Specialized Commercial Crime, or one of the specialized units within the NPA. We would go back to that position. He wouldn't be out of a job. He wouldn't be in a position or eligible to obtain any special handshake whatsoever.